On Knack of the Day, his is the voice of the surgeon scalpel, dissecting, analysing, exposing, and unlike so many of his peers and predecessors, he's almost always right. On his business card, it says, opinions offered, onions known, and sly, smouldering sexuality a speciality. He is the disgracefully successful Mr. Alan Hansen!
Luckily, we'll get you everywhere.
The sexy thing I put there. You're a sexy son of a bitch, I'm told.
By who?
Now, come. All right, yeah. Oh, I don't know. You must get, like, so much mail, don't you?
I get 3 letters a week and I send them all myself.
Do you not get the... Don't you get drawers through the post?
Nothing at all.
Never have done?
Nothing.
Did you get more mail when you were a footballer than you did now?
I didn't get much mail when I was a footballer either.
Really?
No.
What
a
Mr. Charisma.
Very low profile.
Who did? Who's the footballers who get loads of mail?
Grobbelaar gets plenty of mail.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
When I play football, Dalgleishan Souness has got all the mail.
Really?
Yeah. Because they were the star players.
Okay, did you always want to be a footballer? Every time a footballer's on here and they say, well, they seem underwhelmed by this wonderful job they have. Was it always this that you had to be?
No. I mean, right from the age of 10, 11, I wanted to be a golfer. And I actually packed in football twice, once when I was 15, once when I was 17, to concentrate in golf. But I knew I was never going to be good enough at golf to make money. Yeah. So at the age of 18, I was left with a sort of dilemma what to do. I was stuck between going to university and PE college, and I ended up playing football because Partick Thistle, the team I played for in Scotland, came in and said, we'll give you X amount of money to sign, and I needed the money, and that was it. 2 days later, I was playing there.
What's the teeniest club? What's the smallest ground you played in front of the smallest crowd, you know?
Millwall.
Ah, thank you very much indeed. Oh, Dan, will you never learn not to put your head in the lion's mouth? But there you go. What's it like to score a goal?
Well, I didn't score that many. I think in 621 games for Liverpool, I scored 14. And they were all outside the box. I think that it was amazing playing football, in as much as it, at one end I was totally in control.
Yep.
But get another end, it's like you're having a nosebleed because you get all, you know, one of them. Like the ball comes, I missed a chance against Sheffield Wednesday one day at Anfield, and it's an open goal, and it's just like a blur. The ball comes to you, and the goal's there.
Did you get a big laugh? Did everyone laugh at you?
Oh, a big laugh. I was on the television, and they weren't critical of me. They said that normally I would have stuck it away, but
yeah.
No, but when you're in the opposition's box, like, you know, you get all net. It's like when the guys are taking penalty kicks, people don't understand that in penalty kick shootouts.
Yeah.
You
ever missed a penalty?
Yeah, it was a great save. Let's give it. There you are.
Really?
Yeah, I hit in the right place, the right height, and the keeper was like.
Let's come then to own goals. Yeah, let's go to. Own goals?
I've scored plenty of own goals, yeah. I actually scored 2 in one game in a friendly.
Did you?
Yeah, in a friendly. 1 from 20 yards. And I tell you what, I blamed the keeper. I wasn't Grobbelaar, it was somebody else. And the guy was actually coming out of the box, and I've gone back the way to try and block him. He's hit it off my leg, and he's gone in from 20 yards.
This doesn't sound very plausible to me.
I tell you. And the keeper went down in instalments, and he got a lot of tips.
Do other pros, because I've seen that, and sometimes the other team come and just pat you on the back. Now, are they saying tough luck?
That's bad news.
Or they saying, yeah.
They're taking the mickey, like, you know, that's bad news. I would never do that to anyone.
Sure, I wouldn't. So you became a TV pundit?
Yeah, I sort of fell into it.
Can I be honest with you? When you first started, I said, I didn't use any good. I think you... No.
Think well, that's straight to the point.
That's not... I think you're
well,
very good.
I've got to go into you when you first started in television.
No, that's an open secret. That's an open secret. And that hasn't changed. It was, oh no, they found another suit. Here we go again. It's Brooklyn number 2. I've been proved to be wrong, because all of a sudden, whatever it was, conference or whatever... do you feel now at home being a pundit? You said you didn't like them at one time. Do you feel at home with that now?
That's a difficult question. I think that live television is an art. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I come off doing Match of the Day, for instance, and think several times that I've been in total control of what I'm doing. And then the very next time, I'm like a nervous wreck.
Well, do you talk any differently then when you're watching a match in the studio to as you are when it comes back to the studio?
No, really. I mean, but there's 2 ways you can do a match. You can go and say, well, for example, that team played really well, we'll concentrate on the team that did really well. Or that team was pretty poor.
Yeah.
Let's concentrate on the team that's pretty poor. Now, I don't know what the punters want. Do they want to see brilliance, or do they want to see teams that are very poor?
Okay, do you ever watch yourself play? Did you used to watch yourself, and do you watch old tapes now?
Well, I hated watching myself play because I thought it was really slow looking on television. But it was funny, about a fortnight ago, I came in from somewhere, and my wife Janet and son Adam were... It was unbelievable, the laughter coming from the room. And what they were doing, they were watching a game in 1979 when Liverpool played Brighton and I'd scored. And they were watching the interview afterwards. And I must admit, when I saw the interview myself, I thought, was I really like that? Because, one, I looked a bit sick. And two, the Scottish accent was evident, plus the words and the grammar were pathetic. And my wife turned around and said to me, she said, why the hell did I marry you?
Really?
Yeah, she did as well, yeah.
Which you couldn't find an answer, I suppose.
Struggled again, as usual.
Thanks for good moving. You're a top man. Great job. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Hansen!